The News Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with the Union Public Service Commission, UPSC, invites online recruitment applications for direct recruitment by selection to various posts across ministries and departments of the Government of India. The online application process closes on 29th May 2025. Vacancies include posts such as Research Officer, Naturopathy, Deputy Superintending Archaeological Architect, Deputy Superintending Archaeological Engineer, Professor, Chemical Engineering, Scientific Officer, Non-Destructive, Assistant Professor, Civil Engineering, Lady Medical Officer, Family Welfare, Scientist B, Forensic Psychology, Assistant Director, Safety, Assistant Mining Engineer, Assistant Research Officer, Senior Assistant Controller of Mines, Engineer and Ship Surveyor cum DDG Technical, and multiple training officer positions in various disciplines, as well as medical officers, Ayurveda and Yunani. Posts are spread across ministries including Ayush, Culture, Defense, Consumer Affairs, Labor, Mines, Ports and Skill Development. Reservations are there for SC, ST, OBC, EWS and PWBD. Are applicable as per rules. For complete details, including pay scales, age limits, qualifications, and instructions, candidates are advised to visit the official UPSC website, that is at https://upsc.gov.in. The Directorate of Coordination Police Wireless, DCPW, under the Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India, invites applications to fill three vacancies for the post of Staff Car Driver, Ordinary Grade in Level 2 as per the 7 CPC on deputation absorption basis. These are Group C, non-gazetted, non-ministerial posts under the General Central Services. The post is also open for re-employment of Armed Forces personnel on deputation. Eligible candidates must forward their applications in the prescribed performer within 60 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. For details on eligibility, duties of the post and the application format, kindly visit the official DCPW website, that is www.dcpw.gov.in. The Unique Identification Authority of India invites applications from eligible officers for one post of private secretary on deputation basis at its headquarters office in New Delhi. Only candidates currently employed in government service are eligible to apply. The application should be submitted to the prescribed performer and forwarded through the proper channel to the director. The last date for receipt of complete applications is 27th May 2025. Further details, including eligibility criteria, terms of deputation and application format, are available in the vacancy circular, which can be accessed on the UIDAI's official website at https://uidai.gov.in. The National Sugar Institute, Kanpur, under the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Government of India, invites applications from eligible candidates for the post of Foreman Electrical on deputation. The position falls under Group B, non-gazetted, non-ministerial, with an age limit of 56 years and an entry pay of 35,400 to 1,12,400 as per the 7 CPC. Candidates should have a diploma in electrical engineering from a recognized institute or at least 2 years' experience in a government factory or workshop. Eligible candidates can send their applications to the senior administrative officer within 60 days from the publication date of this advertisement. For more details, including eligibility criteria and the application process, kindly visit the official website at https://nsi.gov.in. NMDC Steel Limited, NSL, a Government of India enterprise under the Ministry of Steel, invites applications for various contractual posts at its state-of-the-art steel plant in Chhattisgarh. The company is looking for eligible candidates to apply for positions across several departments with varying pay levels. Interested candidates can find detailed information regarding available posts, qualifications, experience and other conditions on the career page of the official NSL website. The notification for the recruitment is available at https://nmdcsteel.nmdc.co.in. The Northeastern Police Academy, an accredited organization under the Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India, invites applications for the deputation for various posts including Inspector, Riding, Sub-Inspector, Band, Assistant Sub-Inspector, W, and Head Constable, GD, among others. These positions are available at various pay levels ranging from 1 to level 6. The applications should be submitted in the prescribed format along with relevant documents within 60 days from the publication date of this advertisement. Eligible candidates can find detailed information on qualifications, experience and the application process by visiting the official NEPA website, that is at http://nepa.gov.in. The Directorate of Oil Seeds Development under the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Government of India, invites applications for the position of Technical Assistant TA purely on a contractual basis under the National Mission on Edible Oils, Oil Palm, for the year 2025-26. The position offers a consolidated monthly honorarium of 40,000 rupees along with 2,500 conveyance. Applications must be submitted within 20 days from the date of this advertisement. For further details and the prescribed application performer, please visit the provided websites for eligible criteria, qualifications, age limit and experience details. And the websites are https://nmeo.dac.gov.in or at https://oilseeds.dac.gov.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.